the applause sign. So it's all made up.
That's classic Buck speak.
How come nobody remembers that? When the music stops, you better have a chair.
It's catchy and you can dance to it.
They can't fool me.
The Sage of Tampa Bay Sports, Ira Kaufman, is presented by Bill Curry Ford, which has just won the Ford President's Award, given to dealerships that show the highest level of customer service, satisfaction, and overall experience. It is a phenomenal achievement, but we've been telling you this for many months, that at Bill Curry Ford, you get hands-on, family-owned care from the dealership, all aspects of it, including personally from General Manager Sean Sullivan, who will walk you through the process, answer any questions. He'll talk Bucks with you. He'll talk draft with you. And he will give you the Joe Bucks fan Ira Kaufman discount. Get to BillCurryFord.com, BillCurryFord.com. Start shopping now, and you can get to their fantastic showroom. We love Bill Curry Ford. Ira drives a Ford Escape 2020. He loves it. I bought my vehicle at Bill Curry Ford. So did Lee DeKemper, bought his Ford F-150. BillCurryFord.com.
Now, Lee, beer drinkers must try Big Storm Beer, the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. The Tropic Pressure Florida Ale, that's a winner, Lee.
Yeah, it is.
And so is the original Big Storm Beer, the Wave Maker Amber Ale. Lee, there's not an ale down there that you haven't tried. And don't forget the Brumosa, the Tangerine IPA, and the Fancy Orange Can. You tried that too, haven't you?
Oh, it's good stuff. I mean, you drink that, you just think Florida. It's man, Florida, man.
The great food and locally brewed Big Storm Beer will be flowing at the JoeBucksFan.com Big Storm Draft Party for round one of the NFL Draft. We got the date. It's Thursday, April 23rd. The Big Storm Tap Room on 49th Street in Clearwater. I've been there. It's a little south of Omerton, just off Omerton. Mm-hmm. The fun starts at 6 o'clock, Lee. I'll be there all night having a blast with Buck fans. I always do. I think I'm going to wear the Sage t-shirt, Lee. This is the can't-miss party of the year, as always. I got to tell you, fans are going crazy over this thing. Javier usually comes in from Panama. Of course, we got Port Richie Lou from a local
standpoint. All worked up, ready to rock and roll.
And look, we're 6 weeks out. This is a very, very popular event. Find all the Big Storm beers at BigStormBrewery.com.
Pin Chasers is the place to go bowling in the Tampa area. Two locations in Tampa, one in Pasco County. Pinchasers.net is the website. There you can reserve a lane and see all the daily specials, sometimes two in a day. Great place to send the kids next week for spring break camp, just $99. And make sure you use the $30 off code SPRING at pinchasers.net. Get all the details there. Pinchasers, great for a birthday party, an office party, and just a weekend night fun bowling. Pinchasers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've arrived once again at favorite time of the week at JoeBucksFan.com for another exciting podcast with the King of Newport, Richie, the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports, the Custodian of Canton,
and maybe a state champion tennis player.
It's Uncle Ira, Ira Kaufman. Ira,
tell us about this, Ira.
This is a team now. It's a team sport.
Well, you win a state championship, you're a state champion.
Well, we're going to go to the state championships. It's going to be in Orlando.
I said if.
And it's going to be mid-April. They go by age groups. Of course, I'm not playing in the 18 and over.
You're 70 and over?
No, a little less than that, Kemper. Let's not go crazy.
The senior citizen.
You and I have been doing this for almost 4 years, and you have fallen prey to the most common mistake that people make about the Sage, other than disregarding anything I have.
But you're 70?
It's Kaufman. You said Kaufman.
Oh, yeah. I fall in that trap. I apologize.
I got you there.
As I should.
When I get a chance to get you, I get you.
One of my journalism professors, this was my first class of journalism at the Harvard of the Midwest, Eastern Illinois. Very, very first day of class.
What town in Illinois is it?
Charleston.
Charleston, Illinois. Charleston's in West Virginia.
That too.
Charleston's in South Carolina.
That too.
Oh, my God.
That
right.
too.
You're a professor.
I'm a journalism professor. And he's taking a roll. And he comes to my name. And, you know, my name is spelled not D-E. I mean, people make that mistake. But I'm easygoing, all right? So he comes to my name and he says, is it DeKemper or DeKemper?
At least he asked.
Yeah. Well, this will be why. And I said, it's DeKemper, but I'm not going to lose sleep if you call me DeKemper. He looks at me and he's glaring at me.
What kind of class is this?
Journalism. Journalism history, actually. Journalism history. He stares me down, gritting his teeth like he wanted to take a swing at me.
How many kids in this class?
45, 50. Just glaring at me through his clenched teeth. He says, "Mr. DeCamper, we are journalists. We strive for accuracy."
That sounds like something Nisbets might say to us.
And I'm like, and I mean, I was like, whoa. And I'm thinking to myself, first day of class, and I'm on this guy's bad side. He turned out to be one of my two favorite professors. He cared about you. He cared about the class. He cared about journalism. I'll never forget one time.
Even though he gave you a D, you didn't care?
No, I got to be out of the class.
There you go.
There was one time I blew a test. I just, hey, you know, you have a lousy day. And class is dismissed. So he didn't say it. Okay, you know, we're done for the day, whatever. Everybody starts filing out, and he's like, "Lee, you got a second?" And I walk up to him, have no idea what he's going to say. I'm like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "You didn't do so well on that test." And I said, "No, sir, I didn't." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Maybe I didn't study enough. I know I worked the night before. It could be just studying." And he's like, "You know, if you need any help, you can ask." Out of the blue.
Wow.
That's a caring professor. And then another time he called me up to ask, you know, "Hey, do you know about such and such?" And I wasn't aware of that. I said, "No, sir." He goes, "Well, I wanted to make sure. You know, you can always call me if you have a question."
You befriended a professor over there.
I guess. Maybe he saw something. I mean, I don't know. But that was one of my favorite professors. But we sure as heck didn't hit it off right away. We did not hit it off at all. But he was that kind of a guy. He cared about his students. It wasn't just me.
Well, one other thing, Lee, that you touched on, which I found out early on also in my career at United Press. I'm 22, 23 years old in New York. And I still hold this as one of the key elements to journalism. Whatever you do, whatever you do, don't misspell somebody's name.
Yeah, that's...
I think it discredits your whole story.
It does.
What's on the agenda today, Mr. DeCamper?
We found out something about you tonight, Ira. We found out you are a solid tennis player.
A club player. You know, that's a club player.
Still.
I'm not ready to take on Djokovic yet, but, maybe Djokovic's father.
And we found out that you're no fan of The Bachelor.
Boy, you couldn't pay me to watch this garbage. There's always a girl with tears in her eyes. Some guy's getting grilled. He ends up being Rasputin over there. I mean, I think it's scripted. And that's why I don't like some of these other shows. You know, The Voice, Dancing with the Stars. I think it's scripted. And you hear about a little feud. Ooh, Jennifer Lopez is feuding with somebody when she was, one of the judges. That's all. It's all made up. It's absolutely
America's
all
Got
up.
Talent.
I don't believe there's an authentic moment on that show.
Survivor.
The applause sign is going on. You can tell when it's going on. I mean, they can't fool me. I've been through this too many times.
You know what I call those? Serality TV shows. Tuesday afternoon, there was sort of a blockbuster.
I hope you weren't driving when you saw this story pop up because you might have driven off the road.
No, I don't surf while I drive. Diana Russini, who's a senior NFL reporter for ESPN.
You've been in her presence?
Yeah, once or twice. And there's a reason why she works TV. And
we don't.
Yeah, and more power to her. I have nothing against that.
All right.
Anyway, she claims she spoke with someone, quote unquote, at Tampa Bay.
At Tampa Bay.
Yeah. So
that's
inference,
a very nebulous phrase.
The inference there, to me, is allegedly within the walls of One Buck Pass.
You would think.
And in her report, she claims, among other things, the Bucks are trying to lure Tom Brady to Tampa Bay by giving him control of the roster and the play calling. I just find that preposterous. Your initial thoughts?
Well, I got a lot less problem with the play calling than I do with the roster. After 20 years, I think Brady's earned the right to audible consistently if he wants to. I'm not trying to slap Byron Leftwich around, but...
He's still a neophyte.
You know, Leftwich doesn't have six rings on his fingers. But as far as the control of the roster, Lee, I don't know Russini, and I'm not saying she made this up, but she might have misinterpreted something that somebody said to her. We already have information that the story is...
Caca.
That's a polite way to put it. on its surface, Lee, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Both Arians and Light are going to give up control of the roster. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, how desperate are you for this person? You know, what are you going to give them, 50% of the franchise too? I mean, it doesn't pass the smell test, Lee.
Well, here's what intrigues me about this story. And I'm like you. I don't believe it. And we've received some information that it is caca. But let's say, let's pretend this, she's on to something. Well, first off, I got to say, who the hell told her this? Arians wouldn't admit to someone on ESPN on the record that he's given up control. Light wouldn't do that. And I doubt seriously she's talking to a Glazer family member.
Yeah.
So who else? That's number one. That's the first thing that gets me going. Who was she talking to?
Could it be a player?
Maybe.
A player's in the loop on that kind of stuff?
No.
I don't think so.
No. That would be number one. Number two, let's pretend what she... Set everything aside. Let's pretend what she has is accurate. It's got Glazer written all over it. I mean, it just smells the Glazer. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. They like Splash, but would be bigger Splash than Brady. This reminds me...
If they didn't originate the idea, they signed off on the idea. If it's true.
If it's true. If it's true. Of course.
Yeah.
But what this tells me, again, I'll go back to... Arians isn't going to admit this on the record. Light's not going to admit this on the record. It's embarrassing. So, very much like when the Glazer family, Joe Glazer in particular, went after Chucky... That Joe Glazer or Brian or the brothers have taken over this over. That they're directly talking to Brady's people. They've stomped on Light's head. They've stomped on Arian's head. And they're in charge of getting Brady.
That's assuming it's true, and we don't think it is.
That's a big assumption, I know. Remember when Chucky, when Bucks got Chucky? I'll never forget Al Davis's press conference about this. He said that he got a call like 2 o'clock in the morning from Joe Glazer. And apparently Al Davis had something about the... He didn't like the Glazers. He didn't like the Glazers. I think it had something to do with he thought they ripped off his logo, you know? Joe Glazer.
And I think they had already made a run at Gruden before that.
Is that right?
And were rebuffed.
Okay.
And were rebuffed.
So for whatever reason, Al Davis didn't care much for the Glazers. And Al Davis said all this in that press conference. Anybody's got a tape of it, I would love to get a copy of that. It was awesome. Al Davis said Joe Glazer called him 2 o'clock in the morning. It was late at night. So Joe Glazer calls him. Al Davis said he told Joe Glazer, Joe, I'm not talking to you. Have Rich McKay call me. Per Al Davis in his press conference, Joe Glazer told him, we fired Rich McKay. Now, that obviously wasn't true, but that's what Al Davis said. You know, did they do a deal with the devil? I don't know. This is what this smells like. Marvin Lewis. We remember that McKay went up to the Glazer family and said, okay, here's my candidate.
He was McKay's candidate.
And then the Glazers said, we'll take it over from here. That's what this sounds like. I mean, again, if it's true, and this is wild. I mean, this is just out there. Assumption, but let's say it is true that the Bucks were getting nowhere with Brady, whether it was Light, whether it's Arians, whether it's both, and the Glazer brothers said, we'll take it over from here.
Lee, I'll say this. Look, Arians is already on record. He's very interested in Tom Brady if he's available.
Yes.
We're not guessing about that. That's one of the few things we know a couple of things. We know he said Shaq Barrett's not going anywhere, so I assume Shaq Barrett's not going anywhere. The only way you can do that is either with a multi-year contract or a franchise tag. Most likely, the franchise tag.
Okay. Buy some time.
The other thing that we're not guessing about is Bruce Arians has keen interest in Tom Brady. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? So, Lee, at that point, you're the Glazers. Your head coach has already gone public in his interest with Tom Brady. At that point... To get the deal done, if it's going to get done, the Glazers have to be involved. Glazers have to be involved.
Because of the what, salary?
It's the quest rises to that level.
Okay.
Almost like a head coaching search. And that's when they do get involved. And Tom Brady's like the next notch down.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of the coaches the Bucks have hired, I think Brady ranks higher than them.
Yeah, I would say so. I would agree with that.
So they'd have to be involved. Are they talking to Kraft? Are they talking to Brady's agent? They're involved. But bottom line, Lee, I don't believe the Russini report. I don't believe it. It doesn't sound credible to me. Now, we're going to know soon enough.
Yeah, we'll know probably within the next 2 weeks.
Somebody at Tampa. She didn't say somebody. She talked to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm more... This is like how people get involved with The Bachelor. That's with me with this. This has got me going wild. Who was her? Who talked to her?
Shouldn't you have Rossini on speed dial right now, Lee?
Well...
What'd you do? Lose her number?
I should have had it. I should have done it years ago, but okay. I'm going to be up all night thinking about it.
You're going to go over everybody in the organization. You're going to go over the organizational flow chart. And when you get down to Carmen Vitale and Scott Smith, let me know.
Spytek?
Well, Spytek ranks a little higher. But, you know, you're going to go down the trainer, the guy that cuts the grass. the video guy. Oh my goodness.
This just has me going wild. It's just intrigue and
drama.
You know,
we're laughing about this, but here's the serious part. If it's true, there's only a few people that know about it.
Light Arians?
You know, it's not throughout the organization, and it doesn't extend, you know, to Ali Marpet. You wouldn't think.
Yeah, and also, I don't think that Jason Light would be bragging about this with his buddies at the bar.
I don't think it puts the Bucks in a great light, this story.
I don't know what to think about it.
To give a player control, so-called control over the roster. I don't mind that much about the play call, you know, in terms of order billing or whatever, but this thing about control over the roster to a player.
Well, there's another question. Define control.
I mean, the guy's allowed to suggest stuff.
Sure.
And you take it, and you either use it or you don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You think Ben Roethlisberger hasn't had input in what Pittsburgh does over the years?
Sure.
But the word control-y, that's too strong. It's too strong.
I'll tell you this. If Brady has quote-unquote control, and he comes with the Bucks, I will almost promise you there's going to be a different set of running backs. No more Peyton Barber running up the middle for nothing. No more Obi-Wan Kenobi dropping passes to get picked off. Aaron's going to have a really quick come-to-Jesus moment with Brady. He's like, you're going to get a running back or I don't sign.
Then he's going to say, who's your kicker? Matt Gay. How'd he do last year? He missed three in the last game. Get rid of him. That could happen, too.
You're throwing coals on my fire,
coals
man.
On the fire,
I'm
man.
All worked up about this. I mean,
this is the time of year to get, you know, crazy reports like this.
Well, I will quote Mike Florio again. The creator.
And if it's true, we give Rossini all the credit.
Absolutely. That's a scoop and a half.
Yeah.
I'll just quote the creator, curator, and overall guru of Pro Football Talk.
The guru.
The great Mike Florio.
I know what you're going to say.
Silence invites speculation. And that gets me to the next Brady story that's related to the Bucks.
All right.
The last week or so, it's picked up a lot of steam, Brady to the 49ers. 49ers have been awful quiet.
Because silence from the 49ers is a problem.
The only thing John Lynch has to do is send one text to one national reporter, whether it be Schefter, whether it be Lacanfora, Rossini, Florio, boom, it's over with. They have not said anything about Brady or Garoppolo.
I haven't heard anybody mention this, and I don't know why. Because you got to have a short memory to have forgotten about this, but you haven't forgotten about it. This whole thing about the lure of Tom Brady to the 49er organization, John Lynch in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has mentioned this. Why am I the only guy that remembers this? Lynch has already made a run at Tom Brady.
You're the sage, that's why.
He called Belichick, and he said he called Belichick. He was rebuffed at the time. It was a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. And he said, would Brady be available? And that would be a trade at that point. And it went nowhere. But how come nobody remembers that? He wanted Brady. So now it's a few years later. Brady's not quite the quarterback he was when he made that initial foray. How do you like that, Lee?
Foray!
You don't hear that. I think this is a dangerous game that the 49ers are playing. If they're as serious as it appears to be.
People run off the road and hit mailbox when I say this. Is this almost like when Brian Billick couldn't wait to get rid of Dilfer, even though Dilfer just got him a Super Bowl? And he couldn't, you got to deal. I'm not dealing with you anymore.
I'm not going to go to Elite because I think Garoppolo is better than Dilfer. I think he's better now. Dilfer had proved out, didn't do much after he
did
left.
Did nothing, did he?
After he left Baltimore. Yeah. And you're right, they turned on him right away. That team was totally built with defense.
Yes.
One of the great defenses.
Yes.
It was the 2000 Ravens. That defense on a par with the 02
was
Bucks.
Was Deion on that team?
No, I don't think so.
Woodson was.
Woodson was. That's on a par with the 02 Bucks.
Yeah.
85 Bears. Those are the iconic defenses. The difference in Tampa was that Buck defense lasted 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
These other ones didn't. But I think you make a very good point about Garoppolo, Lee. I mean, he's a young developing quarterback. He lost a year basically out of an injury. That's not his fault. He bounced back. I named him the comeback player of the year. I voted, in the AP. And, the guy missed the last 13 games with a torn ACL and comes back and leads the team to the best record in the NFC. I mean, that's not too bad, Lee. Now, look, we all know they had a hell of a running game.
Mm-hmm. Which the Bucks
an O-line, which you don't care about. And you know what's funny about the Niner running game? Everybody blocks well.
Yeah.
Kittle's a hell of a blocker. this Deebo Samuel and, yeah. and the other receivers, they're all very good blockers. Mm-hmm. I never used to put that much credence into, oh, you got to have your receivers blocking. But it helps.
It helps.
If you don't have the line, it's not going to help you that much.
Well, obviously, with the wide receiver, if you can't catch the ball, you have no business on the roster.
Yeah, that's the fourth thing you mentioned about a receiver. I'll tell you, receiver Leak, he's not in the Hall of Fame. He was a hell of a blocker, and I think he was a hell of a receiver. Clutch player, gritty. You're going to say, Ira, that guy's not in the Hall of Fame. Hines Ward, very good player.
He's interesting.
He's like a gamer. He's a gamer.
Oh, guy. I mean, tough as nails.
Tough.
What do they call that block he was famous for in the Outlaw? Because he laid so many people out.
He sure did.
But he's interesting. You don't think of him as a Hall of Famer, but you look at his numbers, you look at his durability, look how the winning.
Big playoff performer.
He's an interesting candidate. But I loved his, like you said, gritty. He's like just a tough guy.
Lee, could the Bucks end up fighting with their Ring of Honor recipient, Mr. John Lynch, over Mr. Tom Brady? Now, there's other teams involved, too. And this is assuming he's not going back to New England. There's still a chance he is. But I told them, I was on Mad Dog, the final episode that I did, which I said I didn't think Brady was going back to New England. He was very surprised I said that.
Wow.
I think the odds right now are that he's not going back. And it doesn't look like Jameis is going back to Tampa. Doesn't look like.
Who knows? But you know what? Steve embedded the video and uploaded it. Dan Lucas talking to Arians at the Combine. Jameis's people, Monday, released that video of him rehabbing, which was odd to begin with. Then we see that video of Dan Lucas, even though it's a couple weeks old, of him asking Arians, have you spoken with Jameis? Like, no. And then think about
that. I didn't like that answer either.
Well, think about this. If he was your quarterback and he's going under surgery and you didn't talk to him, that doesn't add up.
So many things didn't add up at that Combine, Lee, in terms of bringing him back. Just didn't add up.
Well, I know a lot of people said it reminded them of Gerald McCoy. What they were saying about Gerald McCoy the previous. Yeah. Well, we'd like to have him back, but we don't know if he's going to be back.
But the tone of it was he wasn't coming back. That was the tone of it.
Yeah.
Without saying it explicitly. And they haven't said it explicitly about Winston.
If Winston goes, if they made up their mind and Winston goes, Brady goes to the 49ers, would you take a flyer on Garoppolo?
Now you're assuming they're not bringing Winston back at that
point.
Yeah,
if you assume that they've already made up their mind that we're not bringing Jameis back. Which is, you used the word dangerous earlier. That's dangerous because if you don't play your cards perfectly, you're going to have Blaine Gabbert as your quarterback.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, if Tannehill re-signs with the Titans, Rivers goes, to Indy, and all of a sudden you're looking around and
Jameis is at the Bears.
Jameis is with the Bears and Bridgewater's with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's going on with Carr. And when the music stops, you better have a chair.
Yeah, you could easily paint yourself in the corner.
Garoppolo and Arians. I don't think Arians would be thrilled with Garoppolo. I just don't.
No?
I don't think he
would. Here's my concern about Jimmy G, and I love Jimmy GQ. I really like him for obvious reasons. He went to the same school I went to. I've got to end with the guy. I know him. A little bit. I mean, when he sees me, he knows who I am. Hey, Lee, how you doing? So, and he knows I went to Eastern too. Maybe that's it. At any rate, my concern with Garoppolo is last year is the first time as a pro. Now, I understand he was a backup previously. First time as a pro, he played all 16 games. And he's kind of brittle. Now, as we just spoke earlier, the 49ers have a hell of an offensive line. Bucks don't. I'm not saying they're trash. They're not the 49ers.
They protect him very well, the 49ers.
That's number one. And number two, Garoppolo had a running game to lean on. Good running game. Bucks do not have that at all.
And Arians likes to send five receivers out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the antithesis of what the 49ers do. They put in max protect.
Mm-hmm.
And when Kittle's not going out for a pass, he's a hell of an extra blocker.
Yeah, oh, by the way, he's got a tight end.
That's a great point, Lee. It's a great point. You know, we could spend a whole show on O.J.
That
Howard.
Scares me, yeah.
And I don't want to kill O.J.
No, I don't. Oh, great.
You know, and I know that they're going out of their way to talk up O.J. Howard. At least it seemed like
well, you said it's a confidence thing.
I think it is. By this thing that Arians doesn't want to use a tight end. Now, I'm not convinced of that.
No?
I don't think he had a good one in Arizona in particular.
Well, you know what? He had a good one in Pittsburgh with Heath and I always thought, because they were always on TV, the Steelers. They still are. I seem to remember Heath being a key element to that.
He was.
A fan tweeted this to the Joe Bucks fan account, Twitter,
and
obviously.
And Indy's tight end wasn't too bad either for Peyton Manning. He wasn't too bad either.
Had a cup of coffee with the Bucks, with Shano. Well, what I'm getting at with Arians is I had someone Twitter this to me. You know, we always talk about Jameis's rotten last two games. And this guy said, when are you guys going to mention how Arians had two excellent tight ends and didn't get them involved in the game plan in the last 2 weeks? I thought that was a fair point.
Without his two number one.
Yeah, with Godwin out and with Evans out.
So is that on Arians? Is that on Leftwich? I mean,
both. At the end of the day, it's Arians. You know, what's the old saying? Crap rolls downhill.
Yeah. I mean, Perryman came up big. But
yeah, he did.
They needed a second guy, and they didn't have one those final two games.
Yeah, my concern with Garoppolo with the Bucs, if that ever happened, was his brittleness. I have no doubt he'd be an okay passer. But like people say Bridgewater's not a fit for Arians, Garoppolo in a different way. Garoppolo excels when you don't have to depend on him as, you know, your backbone. Although, didn't he have a great game against the Saints, if I remember correctly, on the road last year?
But generally, it was a shootout.
But generally, he's not the guy that carries. Generally, it's a team thing. Very much like he did when he was with Belichick.
Lee, I wonder how effective Arians is right now and in the next week or two as a salesman. I wonder...
Oh, he's a great salesman.
I wonder what Arians is like making the pitch.
You're
making the pitch to Brady, Rivers, Bridgewater. Why should they choose Tampa?
Well, here's
because these guys are going to have multiple suitors.
Sure. And you're kind of setting me up, but it's not necessarily because of the quarterbacks. You know, there's other free agents they're probably going to look at, whether it be Conklin, whether it be someone to replace Sue or JPP.
Could be Kenyon Drake.
Could be Kenyon Drake. And Steve, the co-conspirator, JoeBucksFan.com, he put this out on Twitter on Tuesday. If you're a potential free agent and target the Bucks are after, and Arians is talking to him and doing a sales pitch, don't you want to know who the hell the quarterback is?
I sure would. I think it holds true for a defensive player, too.
Yeah, because you want to win at the end of the day. And how are you going to win with Blaine Gabbert? You're not going to win with Blaine Gabbert.
So what's Arians' answer when they say, who's your quarterback?
Yeah.
We're working on it?
Would that sell you?
That ain't much of an answer.
No. And would Arians take the stab of telling him and then risk the chance that gets leaked out?
Yeah. So almost what you're implying is you better make that quarterback domino the first one to fall.
Yes.
Right after franchise and Shaq Barrett.
The minute when legal tampering starts and it comes out, so-and-so has agreed to terms with the Buccaneers, whoever that may be, Tannehill, Brady, whomever.
Bridgewater, yeah.
And there's a lot of chatter going on about Bridgewater.
There is a lot of chatter.
What do you think about that?
Maybe we're making too much of this Bridgewater can't throw deep. Maybe we're making too much of that, Lee. Maybe that wasn't the offense that was designed around him. The guy's a winner. He's poised.
Well, as long as he's not playing for the Jets, he's
and,
a winner.
You know what? I don't think it's a terrible idea to bring in Teddy Bridgewater. I think I'd be okay with it.
Would you still upgrade running backs?
They have to upgrade.
I think so too, but Arians acting like he doesn't.
That's classic Buck speak. That's classic Buck. You know, behind closed doors, they're screaming about that backfield. Screaming.
There's somebody shooting.
3.6 yards. Are you kidding me, Jason? We got to do better than that. Are you kidding me? Let's get the Kemper in the backfield. We're not that desperately. Now, should you go after a Kenyon Drake or should you draft somebody?
Both.
Kenyon Drake's going to cost you.
Yeah, I do both.
He wants to be paid.
Someone gave me crap about Ronald Jones the other day.
That you're disrespecting him?
He said, look what he did in the last 2 weeks of the season. And my reply is, 2 weeks versus 2 years. Even MSNBC can do the math.
Whoa, nice. So you think they double up? They double up.
Ronald Jones has shown something. He obviously had an investment in him. I don't think he's shown enough that he could be the number one back. I really don't. Maybe he will. He hasn't shown that he could.
He improved last year.
Two games.
Well,
I'm being a little harsh there.
Showed a little better hands.
Well, you got to admit, his rookie year, he was
horrible. He averaged over 4 yards a carry.
Yeah, you got to admit, his rookie year, he was horrible. So, I mean, just average, he looks like Cale Sayers.
Yeah, as comparison.
Now, Kenyon Drake, what impresses me about him is the same thing that impresses me about Cam Akers. This guy had arguably the worst offensive line in football, and he got production.
You could say the same argument about Kyler Murray. He had a hell of a rookie season. You know, and he had Larry Fitzgerald and a bunch of guys that we never heard of. That's right.
A bunch of guys that...
Kyler Murray had a good rookie season.
A bunch of guys renting out cabanas at Treasure Island Beach.
That franchise has really fallen since...
Cardinals?
And it started the last 2 years of Arians. I mean, they were mediocre.
Well, they didn't draft well.
And they, that's right.
They'll catch up. They,
you're right. They did not draft well. That's exactly what happened.
All right,
and you know, Steve Keim was Arians' man.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you have three bad drafts in a row, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's going to catch up with you. Now, this Jameis video, what do you make of this? They release a video of all, and the timing is weird. You start hearing all this chatter about Brady and Bridgewater, and they release a video of him rehabbing. And frankly, in the rehab, it looks like he had a major knee injury. Now, it may just look that way. That may be bogus.
No, Lee.
Why would you put that out?
I'm inclined to go along with your feeling on this subject. By the time you get halfway through a season, nobody's feeling very good in the NFL. To suggest that Winston was completely hobbled down the stretch.
I can't buy that.
And he can't see, and he's hobbled, and his hand, well, his hand healed by the end of the season.
Yeah.
His hand wasn't a factor in the final two games. And before that, he was throwing the hell out of the ball. So I don't want to hear that. He didn't re-injure it. Lee, beware of video. You know, pictures are worth a thousand words. Well, most of the words start with the word bogus.
Okay. And, well, the video, the timing was very interesting. What's the message he's trying to send? That he needs more time to rehab? I mean, if you're an NFL owner...
I thought the message might be, look what I overcame last year.
That's what I thought. But think about it. Let's say you're Ryan Pace. And you're seriously interested in getting Jameis Winston because the quarterback you traded up for is garbage. I'm sorry, Dan Orlovsky. Trubisky is garbage. Dan Orlovsky say take Trubisky over Winston. Give me a friggin' break.
That's a stretch.
Orlovsky lost all kinds of credibility. You know, idiotic. And I hope someone at ESPN hears that. I know sometimes they listen. Orlovsky can call me. I have nothing against him.
I like Dan Orlovsky.
I have nothing against him, but to say you'd take Trubisky over Winston, you're out to lunch. I'm sorry. That's him. Let's say you're Ryan Pace. You're wanting to pick up Jameis. You've been indirectly talking to his agent, even though you're not supposed to.
Now your buddy comes over to you and says, hey, Pace, have you seen this video on Winston?
And you look at that video, and you're like, oh, maybe this guy's damaged goods. I better rethink things. You know,
First thing you do is, you know, before you do anything, is you got to give him an examination. Right?
Damn right.
Yeah, with your doc.
Darn right I'm giving him a physical. And I don't know if this was on purpose or not, but in the video, he was wearing a creamsicle Buckle Bruce shirt.
Stop reading. Chop's trying to read everything into this.
Is that to say I still want to play for the Bucs?
I don't know at this point if his heart is in Tampa Bay. After all the slings and arrows he's been getting from his head coach, who took the gloves off with 2 weeks left in the regular season. And I'm not blaming Arians for doing it. I was mad at Arians making all kinds of excuses for him during that horrible first half of the season. Again, who knows what was going on behind closed doors, but I think this love affair is about to end between the Bucks and Winston.
So in other words,
all signs are pointing to that.
So in other words, in Bachelor lore, Jameis is not going to get a rose from Arians.
No, and nobody's going to end up crying their eyes out like these poor women on The Bachelor. Lee, if you paid me, I would not watch this show. These shows are horrible. These shows are terrible. And Wendy Williams, if you're listening to
Wendy
this
O. Williams?
I'm bringing her in there.
Wendy O. Williams?
No, not Wendy O. Williams. Wendy Williams has some kind of stupid show at 11 o'clock in the morning. She's got 500 women in the audience all going, whoo, whoo. She's got their whoo. And if she's listening to me, you're a disgrace, Wendy Williams. Get off the air. You're making way too much money. You got no talent. Just like The Bachelor, and that's it. I'm signing off till next week.
Well, I got one more thing for you.
Go ahead.
I can see a new TV show coming.
What do you got, baby?
Judge Ira.
You know what? I heard Judge Judy is retiring.
No.
Move me into her spot.
She's not retiring.
Oh, she's not retiring?
No, they're ending the show, and she's going to start up another one.
Judge Ira. I like it, Lee. It's catchy, and you can dance to it.